and Uncle Hoppy plunged into the conclusion of his sermon just as though she'd sat spellbound through the first 40 minutes. That night I slept in front of the fire again, and by morning this indefatigable contractor and his wife had a new convert to Christianity. At last, one day, came a letter from Glasgow. The long-awaited vacancy had opened up. I was to report in time for the fall term. We did a triumphal march around Mother Hoppy's bed, Uncle Hoppy, a stray vagabond, and I, until suddenly all of us at once realized that it meant saying goodbye. I left London in September 1953 for the missionary training school in Scotland. This time I had no trouble finding my way to the address I wanted. I walked up the hill carrying my suitcase until I came to number 10 Prince Albert Road. The building itself was a tall, two-story house on the corner. A low stone wall ran around the property. I could see the stump ends of iron railings in it, melted for scrap during the war, no doubt. Over the entrance on a wooden archway were the words, "Have faith in God." This, I knew, was the main purpose of the 2-year course at Glasgow, to help the student learn all he could about the nature of faith. To learn from books, to learn from others, to learn from his own encounters. With fresh enthusiasm, I walked under the arch and up the white pebbled path to the door. My knock was answered by Keyes. How good it was to look into that solid Dutch face again. After we had slapped one another's shoulders many times, he seized my bag and ushered me to my top floor room. He introduced me to my 3 roommates, showed me the fire escape, and pointed out where the rest of the 45 young people slept, men in one of the attached houses, women in the other. "And ne'er the twain shall meet," Keyes said. "We're hardly supposed to talk to the girls. The only time we can see them is at dinner." Keyes sat with me through the formal introduction to the director, Stuart Dinnan. "The real purpose of this training," Mr. Dinnan told me, "is to teach our students that they can trust God to do what he has said he would do. We don't go from here into the traditional missionary fields, but into new territory. Our graduates are on their own. They cannot be effective if they are afraid or if they doubt that God really means what he says in his word. So here we teach not so much ideas as trusting. I hope that this is what you are looking for in a school, Andrew." "Yes, sir, exactly." "As for finances, you know, of course, Andy, that we charge no tuition. That's because we have no paid staff. The teachers, the London people, myself, none of us receives a salary. Room and board and other physical costs for the year come to only £90, a little over $250. It's as low as this because the students do the cooking, cleaning, everything themselves, but we do request the £90 in advance. Now I understand you will not be able to do this." "No, sir." "Well, it's also possible to pay in instalments, £30 at the start of each session, but for your sake and for ours, we like to insist that the instalments be paid on time.